This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1060. You're good to go. What does it mean?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we get a question from a listener who brought his computer in to be repaired. When it was ready, the native technician said, "You're good to go." But what does that mean? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, feeling good. I'm excited to go to a show tonight with my brother and my sister-in-law. We're going to go see The Moth.
Oh, that's awesome. That's like storytelling, right?
Yeah, storytelling. Exactly. And I've read the book and I've also heard about it. It started in New York in the coffee houses in New York, and now it's spread to different cities around the U.S. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really, really popular. Oh, that's fun. Have a good time.
Thank you. Thank you. What are you up to tonight? Anything fun?
Just a pretty much a regular night.
Yeah.
It's getting colder, so I've been staying in a little bit more, and but it'll be good. I'm enjoying the fall so far. Wait, awesome. Lindsay, sorry, one sec. I have a problem with my mic.
Oh, okay. I'm good to go.
All right, how are you? You already told me how you are.
You're good to go. I'm glad to hear that you are good to go with that mic, because we are going to be recording a bunch of episodes today. Guys, you know, we batch our recordings. But before we get started, Michelle, I want to say thank you to a couple of our very special reviewers here. So can I go ahead and just say thank you to them, Michelle? Can I go for
it? Please, please.
Okay. All right. Thank you to 15380455 from China, Nelly in Weihai from China, Julusi from China. Wow, a lot of listeners from China. Wow. That's awesome. Thank you to ALMB from Mexico. Thank you, Ale, and Dig12 from the USA. Awesome. Guys, great reviews. Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And we're happy to record. We were just saying how much we love it.
I know. It's definitely, these days are my favorite days when we get to record. But Michelle, didn't you go to some kind of event this past weekend where you filmed an app video?
I did. I don't know how much I should reveal, but I went somewhere that's a very, very American event. I'll say
very
that.
Very typical. And you snapped a video. So that
and
was so
I got
cool.
a video and I taught a word about this. It's like a very cultural video, I would say.
Yes.
And I had the camera with me. And yeah, so you guys can kind of see where I was and hear about this word at this cultural event. So I'm excited.
Oh, that's so cool. Guys, so if you want to check out that video, that is living right now inside our app, inside our iOS app. And now if you go over, you download it at allearsenglish.com/bonuses, you can listen to the episodes there and you can see these fun little cultural videos that you don't get to see anywhere else. So go over and get it now. Cool.
All right. Enjoy. So nice. Lindsay, I don't know if our listeners realize, but I said, notice I said this phrase.
Yeah.
Because I said that my mic wasn't working. Actually, that was a lie. It was working, but I wanted to use this phrase. I said, I'm good to go. Did you hear that?
I totally heard that. And that sounded so natural and native, Michelle. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you. I try. So we actually have a listener question about this phrase, and I love this question. So would you mind reading it for us, Lindsay?
Yeah, here we go. So this person says, hi, Lindsay and Mishy. So you've been nicknamed Mishy. Does anyone call you Mishy?
A little bit sometimes. I know. I love that they called me this. It's so cute.
Okay. I'd like to let you know how precious your podcasts are. Such a useful tool. That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, I have a question. Back in 2015, an IT employee helped me with an issue in my PC. When it was done, he told me, the issue is done. You should be good to go. Mm. I asked a non-native English speaker what it meant, but they weren't so clear. They weren't clear. Girls, what did he mean when he said, you should be good to go? Would I go? May I go for where? So confused, really confused. This is from, Danilo Oliveira. Is that right?
Yeah.
From Brazil. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, cool.
Okay. Well, first of all, I love that this listener called me Mishy. That's so cute. I wouldn't say I get Mishy a lot, but I always like my name because there are a lot of options for nicknames.
There's a lot of options. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Like I used to not like my name growing up and then I was like, oh my God, there's so much you can do with it.
There's so much. Yeah.
So cute. Mishy, very cute. Thank you. Second of all, I really think this is a great question. Like, what a great phrase to talk about. Don't you think, Lindsay?
Oh my gosh. This is my favorite kind of question because it's so clear that this listener obviously took this straight from an interaction with a native speaker, and it's such natural English that I'm excited to answer this for all of our listeners so that all our listeners can start to understand this phrase and maybe even use it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and I understand why our listener was confused. I like how he's like, go where, right?
I know.
Go for where. Yeah, it is kind of like, what does that mean? So it is a confusing one. So let's look at the context. So there was a problem with this listener's computer. Mm-hmm. It was fixed. Mm-hmm. And then he was told, the issue is done. You should be good to go. Okay. Just to review.
Yeah.
So what does that mean to you, Lindsay?
Okay. So it doesn't mean that you can leave or that you should leave, right? Yeah. It doesn't literally mean that. It means that you should be able to use your computer. It's ready. It should be working now. Okay.
Right. So he could have also said like, it should be good to go, which would mean the computer is ready. Right. But you can use it in either way. So basically it means like you're able to continue. Like maybe there was a stall or something like that. And you can now continue. Everything is ready. Right.
Oh, yeah. This is so common. And we're going to show you guys a bunch of different contexts for this and how we use it, how we kind of like mix it up and slice and dice it. So this is great. Cool.
So when are some situations when you think this could be used, Lindsay?
Well, I'd say to talk about something that's working now that wasn't working before, which is this context right here. But that's not the only way.
Or the microphone even.
Yeah. Or your microphone. Sure. But that's not the only way.
No.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Like, it can also be used to talk about being ready for something, like a presentation. Like, you know, that you can continue or you can get started or something like that. Like, and you can also say should be good to go or just good to go. Like, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Depending on like how confident you are, right? So maybe maybe a little bit less, but let's look at a few examples.
Yeah. Well, before we dive into that, one spontaneous example that comes to mind would be, let's see, I just went down to the cafe and I bought a coffee, right? And I'm imagining a situation where maybe the person who took my money wasn't sure if he had the right change. So we had to stop and count it. And he said, oh, wait just a second. Let me make sure we got the right change. And then I might say, good to go, right? Uh-huh. Like I might say, is it okay? Are we okay after he finishes counting?
Do you say that? Really?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh, that's so interesting. I have never. I don't know that I've used it like in a question like that, but I like how it sounds.
Yeah, no, I use it in questions a lot. Yeah, huh. I think I'm really casual with my English. I don't know, but I think it could definitely be in a question. Apply in the same way because I'm just asking the guy, is it okay? Like, are we okay? Is the change correct?
Right.
Are we good to go? So
exactly. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. So here's another example. So if I said like, sorry for that interruption, Lindsay. Okay. You should be good to go. Like you can begin now. So maybe she's ready. Maybe she's at work, going to give a presentation or going to say something in a meeting. And so it's like, okay, there should be no more interruptions. And I think this is a good one to connect at work. It's like, you know, continue, right?
Yeah. It's because the other things that you're going to say can be kind of formal, like, continue, you can continue,
right.
You're okay, right? They're a little bit on the formal side. So it's nice to have this natural and native phrase to use.
Right. That's really true, Lindsay.
If you are preparing for IELTS and you need a 7, 8, or a 9, go right now and search in your app player for the IELTS Energy Podcast and hit subscribe now. Jessica and I are sending you amazing IELTS tips and tricks and hanging out over there 3 days a week. One more time, go and search for the IELTS Energy Podcast and we'll see you over there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's another example?
Well, you could be walking with, you know, a friend or something on the street. You say, oh, no, my shoe's untied. And then you tie it. And then you say, OK, I'm good to go. So you're signaling to your friend that you can keep going. They can keep going. We can keep walking down the street.
Right. Exactly. Or another one is, my cell phone just turned off. Okay, whew, never mind. It should be good to go. Right. It's like, OK, it's not a problem. It's ready for use. Right.
Right. Or if you're in, you know, I go to my meditation center still every Wednesday and maybe someone asks you to turn your phone off and then I say, OK, I turned it off. Good to go. Ready to start the meditation or ready to start the lecture. Right. That kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And there's another couple ways that these can be used. So one would be just saying good to something or I should be good to means available to do something. Like, so for example, I could say like, I'm good to meet at 6 or I should be good to meet at 6. Do you ever say that, Lindsay?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
Right. So you're available to do something at that time. So what else could you say, Lindsay?
Or you want to signal that you are ready to start on a project. I'm good to get started on that project. Right. Or if you're setting dinner plans, I'm good to grab dinner from the new restaurant tonight. Right. I'm good to grab dinner on Wednesday night. So it's kind of saying like you are available. You're OK. You're ready.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. So that's basically how this phrase is used. I mean, like I said, I don't think would you say that it's like not appropriate for work or would you say that there are certain contexts where it's inappropriate or too casual?
I think sometimes it so depends on your workplace, guys. Like some workplaces are casual and you'd hear this. Others are more formal. Maybe your colleagues are a bit older and you wouldn't hear it. You just have to feel it out. You have to listen. You have to be a detective and see what kind of workplace culture you have. But it is a very casual kind of not street language, but it's like it's native natural language that natives use all the time. So let's just leave it at that. I mean, that's kind of how it is, but it's a really good phrase to have. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I think I say it all the time, really. That's why I was so excited about this question because I'm like, okay, I got this. Like this is, you know, I definitely, you know how this is used and like I use it in my, I would say could be daily life. I mean, so this is a great one. And I also wanted to just talk about one more thing before we go, because, you know, our listener was in this situation where he didn't understand, right, what the person said. So in this situation, it was kind of important, right? What the guy was saying, because it's technology and something had been broken, right? Right. And this listener said that this happened in 2015.
Oh, no. Been wondering about this for 3 years.
Right? He did say that, right? Yeah.
I think so. I don't know.
So,
yeah. Yeah.
So it's been, so this has been a question for a while. Let me just check. Yep. It said 2015. So okay. This has been like on his mind for a while. So, I mean, the question is, you know, what could you have done? Because in this moment, I think it can be important to ask or to try and find out what he was trying to say. Because if you're thinking, oh, I should go somewhere, maybe what if it did mean you should go somewhere? What if he said something, you know, and you missed it, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, yeah.
I think, you know, just to talk about a couple of tips. Number one is just feel free to ask. Like people, as long as they're, you know, of course you're going to come across some unfriendly people, but you could always say, "I'm sorry. What do you mean by that?" Right?
Yeah.
They might just say something in a different way. Like they might just say, "Oh, I'm sorry. That means everything's fixed and it will be working now." Right?
Yeah. Or there, you know, if you get tired of just saying, what do you mean by that? I'm thinking you could say something like, you could repeat the phrase and then you could say, good to go, meaning, right? And then you kind of have that, you wait for them to complete the phrase. So you kind of put the burden on them a little bit. I don't know. It's just a new way to try to ask for the meaning of things.
Maybe
we could do a new episode on that.
Yeah, I think
it sounds confident when you say, good to go, meaning, right? You're waiting for them to complete it. And they'll say, oh, yeah, I mean, you're ready to leave. You're okay to leave.
I like that. I like that a lot. That sounds cool. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, or you could, if you're really not sure, but maybe you're in a rush or maybe the guy is busy, you could write it down and look it up when you have a minute, right? Mm-hmm. Or of course, ask us. Feel free to ask us, as you did. So good job there. And then, you know, always try and use it, right? Now that we know what this means, go out into the world and try and use it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So what's the takeaway for today, Michelle?
Well, the takeaway is, I think this is a great phrase and it's great that this listener brought it to our attention. And I think it can connect you to others when you want to discuss things being ready or being able to continue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then of course, you know, our tips about if you're not sure about what something means, you know, that you should ask. And we gave you some different things that you can say. Anything else you wanted to say, Lindsay?
Well, I just love when we get these natural questions that came from a real exchange, guys. So we've been getting a lot of questions lately and we're doing our best to answer as many as we can. But the higher quality of the question, the more likely you are to get your question answered, guys. So take questions from real exchanges, right?
Yeah.
Real interactions with native. It starts with going out and talking with native speakers, then come to us with your confusions. Okay.
Love that. That's a great point, Lindsay. And this has been fun and great, great question. And I look forward to more.
Sounds good, Michelle. Talk to you soon. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.